Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Q Morning Show. Yeah, Alex Warren will perform that song, Ordinary, kind of like in a medley of other songs from the other nominees for Best New Artist. So that includes Olivia Dean, Addison Rae, Somber, Leon Thomas, Lola Young.
I'm excited for Addison Rae. She's like been one of my favorites this past year, and I haven't gotten to see her perform much.
She just dropped a new album within the past few weeks, I believe. Did she not?
Oh, I don't think so, but maybe. I might have missed it.
I thought she did. I thought that was last week. I might be wrong on that. Yeah, so Grammy Awards, Sunday night, Paramount Plus, if you stream it. Also, if you still have regular TV, CBS 19, we'll have that. So it's super cold again this morning. I feel silly saying that. I mean, it's been like 17 straight days of this.
But it is in the negatives, like real temperature this morning. So that does feel notable.
Real temperatures? Negative?
At least that's what my car said. The whole way here, it said -2.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, right now in Cleveland, it says 1. It's 1 degree in Cleveland.
Oh, I'm getting 2 degrees. I got a heat wave on my phone.
I'm looking at so my weather app. So you know how you can look at the weather hour by hour?
Yeah.
It says at 7 a.m. it's going to be -2. And at 8 a.m. it's going to be -3. This is according to the weather app, which I don't necessarily think is official, but...
The big question of the day, are your boys in school?
Half and half.
Oh.
Let's address school closings here for a second, because there aren't that many in the Cleveland area.
Oh, really?
I looked at the list. I only saw Garfield Heights... and Bedford.
Okay.
I mean, if you go far east, there's Ashtabula. Most of the school closings that I see are in the Akron-Canton area and south of that. And I'm not sure why. I don't know if they've had more snow or if it's just because of the cold. But there's not many school closings in the Cleveland metro area this morning.
We'll bundle the kids up.
However, my son Will, who goes to Rocky River High School.
Mm-hmm.
He has the day off today.
Oh, okay.
They found a gas leak.
Oh, my gosh.
On the property. So I am with him last night, and he got a text from a friend. And then I get a text from my wife, Paula. She's like, oh, my God.
The worst week for this to possibly happen. They have barely been in school since the year started.
I think that... in the past 2 weeks, I think he's only been there a total of 4 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And I might be wrong. It might be less. So, yeah, the Rocky River High School's in a little bit of a flux. Now, I told Will, I said, as we're driving home, I said, please, do me a favor. don't tell your brother.
Oh, you didn't want Drew to know.
No, because I think that if Drew found out last night that Will had the day off and he still had to go to school, I think that he would have, I think he would have come unglued.
You think, you don't think that he was happy with all the days that he's had off this past 2 weeks?
You're saying, you're suggesting that my 11-year-old Drew would have the perspective to appreciate that his older brother has the day off the next day, but since he's had so many days off, he should just be happy?
You told me they were starting to go kind of stir crazy, wanting to go back to school and see their friends.
I don't think Drew would have handled that news well. And to Will's credit, he didn't say a word. Drew went to bed as normal last night. This morning, I bet he gets up and gets on the bus. I bet he has no idea that is what his brother's doing.
Oh, wow.
So
he doesn't need to know.
No, he doesn't. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. It's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I have this theory. I have no evidence to back up this theory. It's just my internal feeling. It's my gut feeling. I think this weekend's going to be a busy weekend.
You think so?
I think there's going to be a lot of date nights this weekend.
Okay.
Because people were shut in last weekend because of the snowstorm. I think people want to get out of the house.
That's a fair assessment. It's going to be cold, though, right?
It will be cold, but what's the alternative?
You can't
stay shut in inside for another weekend. And then next weekend is Super Bowl. And then the weekend after that is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
I think people are going to go out this weekend. I bring all this up because I'm reading where Applebee's is bringing back the $100 date night pass.
What is that?
Well, they've done this in the past. And it's really, really popular.
Is it really?
And it's so popular now that they make you sign up for their whatever. Every restaurant has their own club now or whatever
like
it is.
Rewards.
Rewards. Yeah. They call theirs Club Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sign up to be a member of Club Applebee's. And then it's like a drawing that they have.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
They only give out 3,000 of these date night passes.
So what is it? Is it just like it covers your meals?
Well, you still have to buy the $100 pass. And it's, by the way, it's valued at $600.
Okay.
And what happens is that this pass will stretch into about 12 date nights.
Oh, wow.
It unlocks up to $50 off food and non-alcoholic drinks. And so basically, you use it like 12 times.
Hey, that sounds like a deal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a hot take. Applebee's slaps. I don't care what anybody says. Date night, not date night. They have like this honey chipotle chicken pasta.
Uh-huh.
Mmm. Mess me up.
All right. That's
so
what you
good.
Recommend when you go to Applebee's?
Absolutely. And a double margarita.
Hey, I would take this as well. So again, they're only giving away 3,000 of these date night passes. So you got to sign up at Club Applebee's, and they're going to notify you on February 9th, just in time for Valentine's Day.
That would be such a gift.
That's where you might be celebrating. The Q Morning Show. I wonder if my theory is correct.
Hmm.
I wonder if people are sick of being inside. They want to get out this weekend. Do you have a date night this weekend? 216-474-0104. You can call or text. I mean, it's not true for me.
Yeah, what are you doing this weekend?
I will be getting out. I'll just be going to a lot of high school basketball games.
Mm.
But no quality time with my wife.
Ah. You guys have plans for Valentine's Day yet? Do you have that figured out?
Haven't even thought that far ahead.
Bill, PSA, for anybody who is listening, anybody paying attention, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the big day. So
it feels like January still has another 3 weeks to go, so I haven't really thought about it.
Well, thank goodness that's not true.
As long as I'm promoting things for big businesses that don't advertise on this show, did you see what Heinz is doing for the Super Bowl?
No.
They're releasing a 2-foot-tall ketchup keg.
Full of ketchup?
Yeah, they're calling it keg-chup. It holds 114 ounces of ketchup, and it comes out from a spigot.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, like, I'm the type of person who really loves ketchup, too. Like, I'll eat ketchup on fries, scrambled eggs. Like, I'm that person, but that sounds gross.
You don't need that much.
I don't need that much ketchup.
So they joked about it. I think it was last year sometime. They put it on Instagram, and people were kind of into it.
Uh-huh.
So they actually developed it. And you can try to win your own keg chup on their Instagram, on Heinz Instagram. And then they're actually going to start selling them like later this year.
What? Who needs that much ketchup?
I don't even have that kind of room in my kitchen.
That would last you your entire lifetime.
All right. You've got the Q Morning Show this morning. Friday morning. It's Q104. You've got Q104 this morning. Friday morning. Red Flag Friday. We're going to talk to Bree. So Bree is out there in the dating world and is either breathing very heavy or is somewhere very windy right now. It's one or the other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Bree, maybe that's the problem. Like, this guy says that I breathe too heavy on the phone. Is that a red flag?
Is that what it is?
No, it's fine, Bree. Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, some people are telling me that I'm making too much of it, which is typical of me. I finally agreed to meet with this guy who I did match with, and I'm very careful to, you know, like, get to know the person. And I spent a lot of time getting to know him before we met in person.
Uh-huh.
And I do like him. I am interested, but we met for drinks, and he said something that the more I think about it, it kind of bothers me.
Ooh.
And what would that be?
Well, like, at one point in the night, he told me, he's like, I don't really go for the Instagram model type. I prefer normal girls. And I'm like, it didn't hit me in the moment, but I'm like, I keep replaying the comment over and over in my mind. Like, what the hell did he mean?
Like, so he said he doesn't go for Instagram model types. He's looking for normal girls, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that a backhanded compliment towards me?
Yeah,
like,
what does that mean?
Right. Like, in no way do I look like an Instagram model. No way. But what exactly is he saying here? I don't get it. I mean, my friends are all like, dude, calm down. He probably didn't mean it like that. He probably meant more like, I'm more of a real person and not a fake person. I don't know. Was it a comment about my looks? I don't know. I'm just like, kind of like, I like this guy, but I don't know what that meant.
What do you think, Alyssa? Red flag or no red flag?
Bree, this rubbed me the wrong way immediately when you said it too. But like, letting it sink in for just a little bit longer, I don't think that he had any ill intention with this. I think that he probably did mean this in a flattering way, and it came out really backwards.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to surprise you.
Do you disagree, Bill?
I don't like it.
Really?
I think it is a red flag.
Really?
I don't like the fact that this guy was even making the comparison. I don't understand the point of the comment.
I mean, right. I think that it's definitely a big conversation right now with a lot of fillers and procedures. I've talked to my husband Bryce about it when I was interested in getting lip filler at one point, and he's like, oh my God, please no. Like, anytime that I have mentioned wanting to augment anything about myself in that kind of way, he's like, please don't. I love you just the way you are. And I'm sure that that's probably the same sentiment that this guy was trying to get across.
I got the vibe that I would check his Instagram and see if he's actually following any Instagram models, because it feels like to me that he is comparing the women that he meets to Instagram models. And I don't even understand the point of bringing it up in conversation. I don't. I think it's a red flag.
Huh. Okay.
216-474-0104. Red flag or no red flag? The Q Morning Show.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kids' legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids.
We only met a month ago.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa with you. It's Q104. I was thinking about this morning as we are finally wrapping up January. And January has been...
the longest month of my life.
Yeah. And it's been chaotic, I guess, for so many different reasons.
Chaotic, cold.
Yeah. Just a month we'd like to forget. And I was thinking about this because a week from tomorrow... is Cupid's Undie Run. And it's a great opportunity, I think, for you to get out of the house and do something good. I mean, this is positive. This turns negative into positive because 100% of the money that we raise goes towards NF Research, which is part of the Children's Tumor Foundation. But here's what it is. It's a big party, and it's going to happen at the Draft Room at Huntington Bank Field. That's where the Browns play.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there from noon until 4. Yes, we will be in our underwear.
Yes, we will.
It's very classy.
Extremely. Seriously, though, it's so fun. Like, this could not be happening at a better time. The way that we've been getting absolutely slammed with snow and freezing cold temps, there's nothing I can think of that I would want more than, like, a day drink dance party.
Okay. Speaking of...
for a good cause.
Speaking of freezing cold temps, I assume that you have not looked ahead to the forecast for next Saturday.
No.
It might be the coldest Cupid's Undie Run that I've ever been a part of. So that mile-ish run, we essentially are going to run around Brown Stadium in a big circle. And you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it.
Yeah, I probably won't, but I'll be cheering everybody else on for sure.
It is nice and warm inside the Draft Room, and there's a DJ there and drinking and dancing the entire afternoon. Now, if you want to sign up, there's a few places that you can do it. You could go to cupids.org. You could also go to q104.com. There's a link right there. And when you sign up yourself or your friends to bring your crew with you, there is a promo code for reduced registration. That promo code is CHEEKS, Cupid's Undie Run. It's a week from tomorrow night. We hope you'll join us. You've got Q104 this morning, Friday morning, Red Flag Friday. We're going to talk to Bree. So Bree is out there in the dating world and is either breathing very heavy or is somewhere very windy right now. It's one or the other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Bree, maybe that's the problem. Like, this guy says that I breathe too heavy on the phone. Is that a red flag?
Is that what it is?
No, it's fine, Bree. Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, some people are telling me that I'm making too much of it, which is typical of me. But I finally agreed to meet with this guy who I did match with, and I'm very careful to, you know, like, get to know the person. And I spent a lot of time getting to know him before we met in person.
Uh-huh.
And I do like him. I am interested. But we met for drinks, and he said something that the more I think about it, it kind of bothers me.
And what would that be?
Well, like, at one point in the night, he told me, he's like, I don't really go for the Instagram model type. I prefer normal girls. And I'm like, it didn't hit me in the moment, but I'm like, I keep replaying the comment over and over in my mind. Like, what the hell did he mean?
Like, so he said he doesn't go for Instagram model types. He's looking for normal girls, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is that a backhanded compliment towards me?
Yeah,
like,
what does that mean?
Right, like, in no way do I look like an Instagram model. No way. But what exactly is he saying here? I don't get it. I mean, my friends were all like, dude, calm down. He probably didn't mean it like that. He probably meant more like, I'm more of a real person and not a fake person. I don't know. Was it a comment about my looks? I don't know. I'm just like, kind of like, I like this guy, but I don't know what that meant.
What do you think, Alyssa? Red flag or no red flag?
Bree, this rubbed me the wrong way immediately when you said it too. But like letting it sink in for just a little bit longer, I don't think that he had any ill intention with this. I think that he probably did mean this in a flattering way, and it came out really backwards.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to surprise you.
Do you disagree, Bill?
I don't like it.
Really?
I think it is a red flag.
Really?
I don't like the fact that this guy was even making the comparison. I don't understand the point of the comment.
I mean, I think that it's definitely a big conversation right now with a lot of fillers and procedures. I've talked to my husband, Bryce, about it when I was interested in getting lip filler at one point. And he's like, oh, my God, please, no. No. Like, any time that I have mentioned wanting to augment anything about myself in that kind of way, he's like, please don't. I love you just the way you are. And I'm sure that that's probably the same sentiment that this guy was trying to get across.
I got the vibe that I would check his Instagram and see if he's actually following any Instagram models, because it feels like to me that he is comparing the women that he meets to Instagram models. And I don't even understand the point of bringing it up in conversation. I don't. I think it's a red flag.
Huh. Okay.
216-474-0104. Red flag or no red flag? The Q Morning Show. Yeah. 7:30 banger right in my wheelhouse. Makes me think of college every single time. LaBouche. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're doing Red Flag Friday this morning. Bree has just started. It was a first date, wasn't it? So she was,
I think so,
messaging back and forth with this guy. They go out for the first time, and a comment that he made during their first date, he said, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like, I prefer you in the way you look compared to an Instagram model.
Yeah, he said he doesn't go for Instagram models.
And I think that's a red flag, just the comment itself. Alyssa does not. Nina in Olmsted Falls, what do you think? Is it a red flag that he said that?
I honestly do not think it's a red flag at all.
Why not, Nina?
Well, I've been with my husband for over 6 years, and not one time has he slipped and, like, I caught him looking at somebody on the TV or, you know, through Instagram. Like, he's always assured me that the girls with the extensions or fake lashes or fake anything or fillers, like, he loved me just the way that I was. And maybe in the beginning, I didn't believe that, but he's never faltered. And I love that I do not have to do that, because I know that's not what he's into.
But
I couldn't agree with that more.
Has your husband said similar words to you before?
I mean, maybe not exactly like that, but yes. Like, well, he just more expresses that those kind of women, not that they're not beautiful, that he's just not into that. So, like, anytime I brought up something that I wanted to do, like she was saying fillers, like, if I brought something up, like, I decided to go gray this whole year. Like, I've not dyed my hair in a year, and he is the most supportive person I've ever met. Like, he's so about it. So, and I think that's only, like, added to my confidence that I don't have to compete with these women. Because I think, like, a lot of women, like, feel like they have to compete, you know?
There is something so empowering to have your partner tell you that, like, I really do love you exactly how you are, with so many procedures happening right now that we see every day. That does just feel very comforting. Like, it's one thing to be comfortable in your own skin, but it's another thing to have your partner reassure you with it.
Oh, yeah, and I believe him. And, I believe him 100%, so.
I don't know why it bothers me so much. I just don't like.
Well, maybe it's because you love Instagram models, and you're like, how could he not?
No, I'm not the one doing the comparison, Nita. I'm not the one doing that.
Oh, Bill's blushing.
Yeah.
I think he should have just said, you look nice tonight. And That's
yeah,
it.
Maybe not first date stuff. Yeah. I agree with that. Like maybe I'd have to hear the whole like conversation to know how mm-hmm. that even started.
Yeah,
I think when you start making comparisons, that's when you get in trouble.
Boys aren't always poets with their words.
All right. Anything further? 216-474-0104. Thank you for being here this morning, the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. Pam in Sheffield Lake. Good morning.
Good morning.
Remind me, the last time you played Alyssa's College of Knowledge, how did you do? I mean, I know you lost, but how many did you get correct?
Zero.
Zero correct.
Zero. It was embarrassing.
How did we invite Pam back? She got zero correct.
Right.
Pam, if there's anyone that needs redemption and revenge against Alyssa, that would be you.
Yes.
I know you're going to do better this time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What type of cheese would you grate over a pasta dish?
Parmesan.
Question two, what is the zip code for Beverly Hills, California?
90210.
Question three, in 2024, this children's television character went viral with a post on X asking everyone how they're doing.
Blue's Clues.
Question four, their slogan is wildly stronger. Keep ice longer.
What? No idea now. Wait, what? Keep ice longer?
Yes.
I have no idea what that even means.
All right, final question. This artist who is performing at the Grammys on Sunday night got her start on the Disney Channel show Girl Meets World.
Oh. Selena Gomez.
Every time I ask you a question, I feel like you're in pain.
I'm so nervous.
What is your guess?
I don't want to do terrible yet. Selena Gomez.
Okay. Well, Pam, the good news, you didn't get zero.
Okay, that's good.
You actually got two correct. Will that be enough to beat Alyssa? Find out next. Re-enrollment week. On the Q Morning Show, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, re-enrollment week. Alyssa, say hi to Pam in Sheffield Lake.
Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
So the last time that Pam played you in this game, she went 0-5.
Okay.
A pretty shameful, embarrassing performance.
Okay, we don't need to harp on it. How did it go this time?
Well, in comparison, much better. She got two correct today.
Quite the improvement, Pam.
A little better, okay.
So Alyssa needs two correct to tie Pam. Any more than that, she's going to win, and Pam's not going to get her revenge. Question number one, what type of cheese would you grate over a pasta dish?
Parmesan.
Question two, what is the zip code for Beverly Hills, California?
90210.
There's the tie. Question three, in 2024, this children's television character went viral with a post on X asking everyone how they're doing.
Elmo?
That was Elmo. Question four, their slogan is wildly stronger. Keep ice longer.
Igloo?
Close. Yeti.
Oh, dang it.
Final question. This artist who is performing at the Grammys on Sunday got her start on the Disney Channel show Girl Meets World.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter is correct. Alyssa got four. That beats Pam's two. Pam, we love having you on the show, however, and we hope that this does not deter you to try again on a future show.
You just keep doing better every time.
I'll keep trying.
Thank you, Pam. Unfortunately, I have to make you say the words.
My name is Pam, and I flunked out again on Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, rolling into the 8 a.m. hour now. This is the part of the show where we open up the phones and give it to you. Free Plug Friday.
Our show is your show. If there's something cool going on this weekend that you want to tell everybody about, maybe it's a charity event, maybe it's a small business thing that you got going on, or just your own small business that you want people to check out.
216-474-0104. Call us right now for Free Plug Friday. Olivia Dean at the Grammys Sunday night, Q104. Olivia Dean, will she be 2025's best new artist? We'll find out Sunday night at the Grammys. It's Q104-216-474-0104. Free plug Friday. Let's get right to it. Christine's in Bedford. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
What would you like to plug this morning?
Yes, I would like to plug in my cleaning business. I have a small cleaning business. I do residential, commercial cleaning, but I really specialize in residential. I help anybody with their home, their house needs, if they need. And I really cater to seniors nowadays that have limited, like, ability to, like, do, you know, help clean their house, you know, keep their space and everything together. So that's what I have right now. And I've been in business for over 20 years. And so, you know, I just wanted to put my business out there just to let everybody know that, you know, I'm here for your cleaning abilities.
Christine, what's the best way to reach you?
614-327-3320. And my email address is car2bike1@yahoo.com.
car2bike1@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Just want to quickly mention, too, if you're driving along and you hear information that you're like, oh, my God, I missed that. We do podcast this show, so you could always check out the Q Morning Show on Demand and hear all these free plugs all over again.
Yeah, if you want to go back and find them.
Chris in Sheffield Lake. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to plug?
So we have a youth wrestling club out of Sheffield Lake that is accessible to kids 12 and under. It's a great opportunity for kids this time of year when they sit in front of the TV to get out and do some wrestling. We start entry level all the way to advanced, you know, and kind of just really make it a program for everybody. And we just do a ton of fundraising because we want to make it accessible for everybody. Not everybody can afford the registration fees. So we're doing our annual fundraiser, and we're selling $50 football squares right now. And if anybody's interested.
Oh, very fun good stuff.
Chris, how do we find all this information? What's the easiest way?
So you can always reach out to me by call or text at 419-350-2353. We also have our Facebook page, Brookside Youth Wrestling Club, or you can email us at brooksideyouthwrestling@gmail.com.
Excellent. Chris, thank you for listening. Good luck to you. Lindsay in North Ridgeville, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you want to plug this morning, Lindsay?
I want to plug a fundraiser for the Tri-C Student Nursing Association on Saturday, February 7th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're having a prom night, so if you want to run over to Rookie Sports Bar in Parma after the Cupid's Undie Run and continue your party.
Wait, okay, you say prom night. Is this like a dress-up thing?
Oh, it is. Yep, you wear a prom dress. There'll be a prom court.
So fun.
And this is for our student nurses. Go, they travel abroad. They're going to, I believe, Panama this summer to provide care to the less fortunate.
Wow.
Lindsay, that was nice of you to also throw in a mini plug for Cupid's Undie Run because we...
Yeah, thank you.
They're not necessarily competing events a week from tomorrow. Ours is during the day between noon and 4, and then your event in the
7
evening.
7 to 10.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go home, get some food, put your prom dress on, and come out at night.
That sounds okay. Like a fun day.
For more information, where, Lindsay?
You can email me at Lindsay, LINDSEY.Howard@try-c.edu.
Excellent. Thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate it. Good luck next
Thank
week.
Thank you.
All right. Free plug Friday, every Friday on the Q Morning Show.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
If you're still using one of those free period tracking apps, it's time to level up. Natural Cycles is the only birth control and fertility app that's FDA cleared. It doesn't just guess based on your last period. It uses your actual body temperature to figure out your fertile days so you can prevent or plan for pregnancy naturally. Plus, it's designed to keep your data secure. Join the millions who've made the switch. Save 15% with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Someone sent me this story the other day. I'm just getting to it now, but it's very relevant, especially on a day like today where, let's check the weather app, I have 0 degrees right now in downtown Cleveland.
Nice. Big old goose egg.
Zero. So what is puffing? According to what I'm reading, and this is off the CBS 19 website, puffing is where you leave a car unattended, unlocked, and with the keys in the ignition, and it's against the law in Ohio.
Can I just say that when you said, I think Alyssa, I think she's puffing, that is so, like, not what I thought the definition of that word was, but...
Well, what were you thinking?
Nothing. Anyways.
Hmm. A glimmer into your personal life, perhaps.
Clearly, I was wrong, but this is puffing and leaving your car, you said, unattended, running. That's what it is. And that's against the law.
I've never even heard of this word.
I think we're just making up words now.
I was born here. I lived here until I was 26. I moved away for a while.
I mean, I have grown up with people turning on their car to warm it up my whole life, but I've never heard anybody call it puffing.
I do this every morning. I did it this morning. And I do have that fear. It's irrational, probably, you know, in my neighborhood, that anybody is going to steal my car, but I still have that thought every single morning.
You've mentioned that.
Here's the other thing that this story says. It says that doing this, like starting your car up and warming it up in the morning,
mm-hmm,
is bad for your car.
Like, really?
I have never heard that either.
See, I always thought the opposite because I don't do this. I am not a puffer in this sense. Simply because I'm chronically late for everything. So I never have time to warm up my car.
I would think that it would be just the opposite. I would think that in weather like this, when you start your car, mm-hmm, and you just pull right out of your driveway.
Dude, yeah, that's what I think.
I would think that would be worse for your engine.
I always think that. Like, when I give my car no time to warm up, I always worry if I'm doing something wrong and hurting my car by doing that.
All right, 216-474-0104. Are you a puffer?
In the sense of you warm up your car, leave it running unattended.
Cars have that remote start now. Like, how could it be illegal? Because can't you could be in your kitchen. You can start up your car in the driveway.
We actually just got a text that says it's only illegal on public streets.
So if I'm in my driveway, I'm fine.
Not sure if that's true, but that would make sense. You could do it on private property.
216-474-0104. What do you know about puffing? And I'm also specifically interested in, is puffing, I don't even want to call it this, it's just warming up your car in the morning, bad for your engine. I've never heard of this. I'm hoping we have a mechanic that listens to our show, or maybe we'll even call a mechanic's, maybe we'll call a garage.
Yeah, you know, we can do
It's free plug Friday. Maybe they'll want to plug their business anyway. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. We're talking about puffing. This was an article that I saw on CBS 19, and I've never heard the word before, but puffing, I guess, is just starting your car up in the morning on a cold morning.
Just warming it up.
Which is something that I think everybody does.
And we both were under the impression that that's good for your car, but Bill is saying that he's learning today. Apparently, it might not be.
Well, yeah, let me get to that in a second. Because puffing is illegal, according to this article, but then someone texted in and said that it's only illegal to do this on public streets.
Which you shouldn't be parking on, really, with the snow anyways.
Yeah, in an effort to reduce pollution and prevent theft. But you, I guess you are allowed to puff on private property.
Well, puff good. Away on private property.
That's good. But yeah, back to the question of is this bad for your car? Just because I have never been under that impression. I've been puffing since I was in elementary school. I'd go out and start my parents' car.
Start them young.
Starting my parents' car for them, mm-hmm. That was like the gateway to puffing.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
And now I do it on my own.
Yeah, and it's just all downhill from there.
But is it bad for my engine? Mike in Cleveland is here. Mike,
hey, good morning, guys.
He is master certified technician, Mike.
We're calling in the big guns for this one.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Is it safe for your engine to start it up and let it warm up in the morning?
So there's conflicting documentation all over the place for it. The biggest concern that there is fuel washing out the oil on your cylinders because you're not running the vehicle. Some of the fuel gets in there and sits and takes away the lubrication
from
your cylinders. The other thing, too, is because when cars are idling, they typically operate at a lower oil pressure. There's, you know, risk of internal damage to other components.
So it's
not
bad.
Every vehicle's like that.
I'm nodding my head like I understand everything you're talking about, Mike.
I feel like you're speaking another language.
Okay, so yeah, so yes or no?
And like I said, there's conflicting. It's yes and no. Always refer to, like,
oh my God,
you know, your owner's documentation. For the vehicles that I see, the vehicles that I work on, I work in on Chrysler. That's the brand I work with. And all of our vehicles are equipped with remote start now.
Ooh.
And they're designed in such a way that you can run them for an extended period of time.
Okay, so that probably makes a difference then. If it's actually, like, built in with the car, then it's probably fine.
So what would you do, Mike, personally, with your car? Would you start it? Do you feel safe starting up your car and letting it warm up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially this time of year. You're dealing with these cold temperatures. It's not even safe for you to really be in the car when it's this cold. Let it warm up for a little bit. It's not going to hurt anything.
There you go.
If you're leaving your keys in it, keep an eye on your car. Don't let nobody steal your vehicle.
That was the answer I was hoping for.
So yep. There you go. Keep on puffing.
Thank you, Master Certified Technician Mike. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling our show.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
The Q Morning Show. Alex Warren. Re-enrollment week on our show has gone very well. Ann in Grafton wants to be the last one to try to beat Alyssa. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So the last time that you played Alyssa, how did you do?
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5. I think you're going to do better today.
I hope so.
And maybe you'll get your revenge. Let's find out. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Ann, the official mascot of Parma, Ohio.
An eagle.
Question two, what is the most widely spoken language in Australia?
Australian.
Question three, this Danish company filed a patent in 1958 for sets of interlocking toy pieces.
Interlocking toy pieces. Legos?
Question four, the name of the Disney villain from Sleeping Beauty. Angelina Jolie was her character in 2014.
Maleficent.
Final question. This artist holds the record for winning the most Grammys in one night?
Oh, that's a toughie. Let's go with Bruno Mars.
Okay, Ann. So the last time you played, you got two correct.
Yes.
Today, you got two correct.
Oh, okay.
So no improvement, but maybe it will be enough to beat Alyssa. We'll find out next. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. We are wrapping up re-enrollment week during Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104. Alyssa, you're going to be playing against Anne in Grafton.
Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
How'd it go?
I don't want to talk about it.
No!
It did the same, so
yeah.
We'll see.
She went 2-for-5 the last time she played you, and this morning she has gone 2-for-5. So let's see how Alyssa does in comparison. Question number one, the official mascot of Parma, Ohio.
A flamingo.
Flamingo is correct. What is the most widely spoken language in Australia?
English?
It is English. Question three, this Danish company filed a patent in 1958 for sets of interlocking toy pieces.
Lego.
Lego is correct. Alyssa's going to get the win today, and I'm sorry, but...
That's okay.
Two more questions. The name of the Disney villain from Sleeping Beauty, Angelina Jolie, was her character back in 2014.
She was a fairy. Maleficent.
Maleficent. Final question. Will Alyssa go 5-for-5? This artist holds the record for winning the most Grammys in one night.
Taylor Swift?
That would be the legendary Michael Jackson back in 1984. He won.
Oh, really?
He won 8 Grammys that night.
Oh my gosh.
Ann.
Should have known better.
Listen, we love having you on the show. Thank you so much for listening and for playing today.
Thank you very much, you guys. Have a good day.
Don't give up. You might beat her somewhere down the road.
I'm bound and determined, so I will be playing again.
One day, it'll happen.
It will. My name is Ann. I just flunked out again of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about 5 generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.